It is time for worship and wellness, friends. The best way to start your day. Stay happy and healthy till day's end. It's called the Refreshing Way. Start your day the Refreshing Way. There's quiz time with questions and testimonies. Always a time for prayer. It's your worship and wellness broadcast. Start your day, enjoy day, the Refreshing.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to worship on the Worship and Wellness Broadcast of Torso Ministry. This is Pastor Shellam Clemens, and we're glad to be with you. My wife sends her regards this morning. So those on Facebook, we have others on a call, we're glad, and it is in Psalms 122, verse 1, where it says, where David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. So as we come before the Lord, my friends, it is a blessing. It is a wonderful privilege to be in the presence of royalty, and we do so by communing with him in his word, collectively and also individually. It's time now for our opening prayer. Let's pray together. Dear Father, thank you so much for this day. We pray for the Spirit of God to dwell with us as we open the word of God for worship. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, my friends, I'm going to share a scripture with you, first of all, before we get into Exodus chapter 29. And it's in Romans chapter 15, verse 4. It says, for whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. So the Bible says the things that were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. So as we study Exodus 29, and we will do probably more reading than commentary today, and if we can just get a sense of the holiness that God expected of those in ministry, that will be wonderful, because the priest, the high priest, and the priest were representatives, as was Moses, of Christ, and they were to represent to the people how Christ was. Oh, my friends, that's so important. I'm here to tell you that in this crisis that we are in, there was I consider him a young man, someone I went to school with. He was a conference president. And he just died suddenly. There's so many people dying suddenly, and you're not hearing about it. Oh, if we would just understand how important it is to always be right with God, and also to understand that we must, as God's people, follow the health message, my friends. But we want to pray for this. He was the conference president of a Minnesota conference. We're going to pray for his family and the conference and the people there. All right, we're studying Exodus chapter 29. Exodus chapter 29. And this is where Aaron and his sons are consecrated. So we entitled this A Consecrated Ministry for Worship. And this is the thing that thou shalt do unto them to hallow them, to minister unto me in the priest's office. Take one young bullock, and two rams without blemish, and unleavened bread, and cakes unleavened tempered with oil, and wafers unleavened anointed with oil, and wheaten flour shalt thou make them. So we see a bullock. We know that sacrifice, the blood of the sacrifice represents Christ. Unleavened bread represents the giving, overcoming sin. The oil represents the Holy Spirit. These are just, we don't know all the symbols and everything. There's still things to learn. But if we could just understand these, the concepts of these symbols as these priests are about to be anointed and about to be consecrated. And thou shalt put them in one basket and bring them in the basket, in the bullock and the two rams. And Aaron and his sons shalt thou bring unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation and shall wash them with water. You know, my brothers and sisters, washing with water, sin is filthy, and holiness is clean. And so they were to be washed with water. There's so much politics nowadays in ministry, and that's dirty, my friends. If you want to be clean, you've got to follow principles and not politics. And Aaron and his sons shalt thou bring unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation and shall wash them with water. We're in verse 5 of chapter 29. It's about 40-something verses, 46 verses, I believe. So, again, we will do a lot of reading. And thou shalt take the garment and put upon Aaron the coat and the robe of the ephod and the breastplate and gird him with the curious girdle of the ephod. Now, we talked about that yesterday and how all those wonderful things with the breastplate and other elements represented Christ. Then shalt thou take the anointing oil and pour it upon his head and anoint him. You see, friends, what we need more than anything else to be filled with the Holy Spirit. In Zechariah 4:6, it tells us not by might nor by power, but by my spirit. When the question was asked, what is the meaning of this oil? It was the Holy Spirit, my friends. And that's what we need more than anything else, the Holy Spirit. And thou shalt bring his sons and put coats upon them, and thou shalt gird them with girdles, Aaron and his son, and put the bonnets on them, and the priest's office shall be theirs for a perpetual statute, and thou shalt consecrate Aaron and his son. You know, a lot of people get involved in the ministry, and then it just doesn't work out for them, and the next thing you know, they're just doing something totally different. Now, I'm not talking about those who stay and preach and do what they have to do to make a living, because when you preach the truth, you may not and you probably will not get a salary from most places, okay, that are your traditional church establishment if you preach all the truth. You will be self-supporting in most cases. I'll just say it that way. And I would just simply say that so sometimes you do other things to survive. But when you are called to do ministry, Paul said, woe is me if I preach not the gospel. I don't have the liberty of just leaving the ministry and going into a secular pursuit. I don't have that luxury, my friends, if you want to call it a luxury. I must continue to preach the gospel, supported or not supported. I must preach the gospel because that's what we're consecrated to do. And this shows that consecration in the Bible. They could not be involved in other things, okay? All right, let's see. It says, thou shalt gird them with girdles, Aaron and his sons, and put the bonnets on them, and the priest's office shall be theirs. There it is, for a perpetual statute. That means they were to stay in that office forever, okay? So that teaches us that when we are called and set aside for holy use to preach the gospel, to minister for the Lord. And by the way, although I do not believe, I know for sure, the Bible does not support the role of pastor and elder as female, we must understand that the whole tribe of Levi was consecrated. So that means God does have consecrated females to be called and set aside to minister in his work. They don't have to have the title, just like a woman will never have the title husband. They don't have to have the title pastor, but they are still ministers and evangelists for the Lord, my friends. And so they can teach, they can minister in various ways. And that's important to draw that distinction. All right. Thou shalt cause a bullock to be brought before the tabernacle of the congregation, and Aaron and his son shall put their hands upon the head of the bullock. And thou shalt kill the bullock before the Lord by the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. Jesus died for pastors, my friends. And they, when they put their hands on that bullock, they were saying, we need Jesus too. And that is so important. Thou shalt take of the blood of the bullock and put it on the horns of the altar with thy finger, and pour all the blood beside the bottom of the altar. And thou shalt take all the fat that covered the inwards, and all and the caul that is above the liver, and the two kidneys, and the fat that is upon them, and burn them upon the altar. But the flesh of the bullock and his skin and his dung shalt thou burn with fire without the camp. It is a sin offering. You know, the plan of redemption, friends, has us leaving some things behind. There are some things that are supposed to be dealt with outside the camp, and then there are sacrifices that are made inside the camp. And so when you come to Jesus, we leave sinful practices behind, but we remember that we have the power to do that through the blood of Jesus. Thou shalt also take one ram, and Aaron and his son shall put their hands upon the head of the ram. We're in verse 15, now verse 16. And thou shalt slay the ram, and thou shalt take his blood and sprinkle it round about the altar. And thou shalt cut the ram in pieces and wash the inwards of him and his legs and put them unto pieces and unto his head. And thou shalt burn the whole ram upon the altar. It is a burnt offering unto the Lord. It is a sweet savor, an offering made by fire unto the Lord. And thou shalt take the other ram, and Aaron and his son shall put their hands upon the head of the ram. And thou shalt kill the ram and take of his blood and put it upon the tip of the right ear of Aaron, and upon the tip of the right ear of his sons, and upon the thumb of their right hand, and upon the great toe of their right foot, and sprinkle the blood upon the altar round about. Ministers need to be careful what they listen to, the right ear. Ministers need to be careful where they go, the right foot. Ministers need to be careful what they touch, what they do with their hands, hence the right thumb. And so, very important that we understand these principles, friends. We just can't do even what everybody wants you to do. We are all of us, friends. These apply to all of us, but this was a specific message for to show us that the ministers who led out spiritually were to be consecrated men. You know, we go along to get along. We like to be political in ministry. We like to make the people happy. That's not the role of a minister. Happy is that people whose God is the Lord, but it's not our job to make you happy. It's our job to tell you the truth, friends, the truth about health, the truth about the commandments of God, the truth about the love of Jesus, the truth about the reforms that God is wanting us to surrender to, that we might have a preparation for the second coming. When Jesus comes in the clouds, there will be no moral change. If our hearts are not in heaven, if our minds are not heavenward, we're not going to make it, my brothers and sisters. Also, thou shalt take of the ram and the rump and the fat that covereth the inward, and the caul above the liver and the two kidneys and the fat that is upon them and the right shoulder, for it is a ram of consecration. That word consecration is mentioned, brothers and sisters, and ministers should be consecrated. That means set aside and be holy and not be involved in worldliness. You know, you have a lot of ministers that have no humility. You can't tell them anything. You can't cross them in any way, meaning cross them, meaning disagree with them. They get upset. And these are the people that are representing God before the people. Friends, we should be humble ministers, all of us. All right, let's see where we are. Consecration was the last word. Okay, verse 23. And one loaf of bread and one cake of oiled bread and one wafer out of the basket of the unleavened bread that is before the Lord. And thou shalt put all in the hands of Aaron and in the hands of his sons, and thou shalt wave them for a wave offering before the Lord. You know, why do we wave? We wave to say hi. We wave to get attention. Oh, my brothers and sisters, they had bread, the bread of life. So we as ministers should be waving that bread. We should be letting you know that God has truth that will save you. We shouldn't just be in darkness, but we are to be a, what does it say? Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. The wave offering, friends. shows us that we are to be seen in the sense of getting the message out to the people. And thou shalt receive them of their hands and burn them upon the altar for a burnt offering, for a sweet offering before the Lord. It is an offering made by fire unto the Lord. And thou shalt take the breast of the ram of Aaron's consecration and wave it for a wave offering before the Lord. It shall be thy part. Now, the breast was close to the heart, my friends, and the love of Jesus, where we are close to his heart. Now, of course, we're talking about the physical chest. But, you know, that's still symbolic of the heart, the love of God. And, you know, the minister should know the love of God. He should be able to preach the love of God. Love does not cause you to be disobedient and to violate God's commandments. That's not the love of God. Jesus said, if you love me, John, is it 15, 10? Mercy, I don't know where that one is. I forgot where it is. We'll find it real quickly. If you love me, keep my commandments. Let's find that one, friends, and we should all memorize that. All right. Yes, 14, 15. Sorry, John 14, 15 is where that's found. John 14, 15. If you love me, keep my commandments. All right. And so, and it shall be Aaron's and his sons by a statute forever from the children of Israel, for it is an heave offering. And it shall be an heave offering from the children of Israel of the sacrifice of their peace offerings and their heave offerings unto the Lord. So to heave is to push, to lift up. Friends, we've got to lift up Jesus as ministers. We've got to lift up Jesus for the people to see. They should see Jesus in our talk. They should see Jesus in our tone. They should see Jesus in our demeanor. They should see Jesus in our even our dress. Not that anything that we wear saves us, my friends, but we should be representative of a consecrated holy office, and that should reflect in our dress. Now, brothers and sisters, when you go out to the garden, that doesn't mean you have to have a three-piece suit on. That's not what it's saying, but we should still, as Christians, all of us, represent God in our dress. And the holy garments of Aaron shall be his sons after him, to be anointed therein and to be consecrated in them. So father was to pass it on to sons and sons to sons and sons. So they would have in this tribe a continual priesthood. And, verse 30, that son that is priest in his stead shall put them on 7 days when he cometh into the tabernacle of the congregation to minister in the holy place. And thou shalt take the ram of consecration and seize his flesh in the holy place. And Aaron and his sons shall eat the flesh of the ram and the bread that is in the basket by the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And they shall eat those things therewith. They shall eat those things wherewith the atonement was made to consecrate and to sanctify them, but a stranger shall not eat thereof because they are holy. Friends, God always puts a separation between the common and the holy. We have 6 common days. There's a 7th day that is holy. You have common books, but the Bible is holy. You know, you have other, you know, we can have different areas of church, but we should be more reverent in the sanctuary, okay? And if aught of the flesh of the consecration or of the bread remain unto the morning, then thou shalt burn the remainder with fire. It shall not be eaten because it is holy. And thus shalt thou do unto Aaron and to his sons, according to all that I have commanded thee. 7 days shalt thou consecrate them, and thou shalt offer every day a bullock for a sin offering, for an atonement, and thou shalt cleanse the altar wherewith thou hast made an atonement for it, and thou shalt anoint it and to sanctify it. 7 days shalt thou make an atonement for the altar and sanctify it, and it shall be an altar most holy. Whatsoever toucheth the altar shall be holy. Now this is that which thou shalt offer upon the altar, 2 lambs of the first year, day by day, continually. The one lamb thou shalt offer in the morning, and the other lamb thou shalt offer at even. and with the one lamb, a tenth deal of flour mingled with the fourth part of an hin of beaten oil and the fourth part of an hin of wine for a drink offering. And the other lamb thou shalt offer at even, and shalt do thereto according to the meat offering of the morning, and according to the drink offering thereof, for a sweet savor and offering made by fire unto the Lord. This shall be a continual burnt offering throughout your generations at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation before the Lord, where I meet with you to speak there unto thee. This tells us that God wants ministers to hear from God. You know, we need to pray, study, and meditate to hear from God. All of us. The minister is just leading out and as an example. But we need to commune with God to hear from him, and God works through that means. God works through husbands not that he never speaks to the wife, because he does. And sometimes husbands, if they're good husbands, they will listen to their wives. But God does usually guide the family through the husband. He speaks to him and uses him as the leader of the family. God usually works through the minister, the pastor, to guide the church in the direction. But if he's a wise pastor, he will still understand the principles. In the multitude of counselors, there is safety. And so God uses people in this way, but we are to still maintain all the humility that God designed that we should have, my friends. And there I will meet with the children of Israel, and the tabernacle shall be sanctified by my glory. And I will sanctify the tabernacle of the congregation and the altar. I will sanctify also both Aaron and his sons to minister to me in the priest's office. And I will dwell among the children of Israel and will be their God. And they shall know that I am the Lord their God that brought them forth out of the land of Egypt, that I may dwell among them. I am the Lord their God. So, my brothers and sisters, God is merciful, God is good, and I want to let you know that we should be ministers that have the spirit of what we just displayed. We don't have to anymore do all of these sacrificial offerings, but you see holiness, you see the oil of the Holy Spirit upon them. You see the bread in their hands, symbolizing they have the bread of life, the word. You see holy garments representing the fact that they should represent God in all that they do and all that they say. You know, one of the things that the devil does is he tries to get people to worship the minister instead of worship God. The minister is simply God's representative. He is not God. You are to follow God and only follow the minister when he is teaching the truth, okay, and only supporting him. If he goes out of the way, try to help him, try to guide him. But if he continues in the way that is not teaching, the way that does not teach truth, friends, you should not follow him. That is how it works. And the devil has all, what the devil does is he has perverted that concept. So in the Bible, they just followed the priest, and the priest said, crucify him, crucify him. After that, Roman Catholicism took over Christianity, and people followed the bishop and the cardinals and the priest, and therefore they lost sight of that personal walk with God. Now Protestants are here, and the same problem exists. Whatever the conference says, whatever the pastors say, that's what people do. They don't study for themselves. And so, and as a result of that, all the devil has to do is have an unconsecrated ministry, and then he has unconsecrated people. Very few ministers understand true religious liberty and how important it is to maintain that, friends. Very few ministers understand how important it is to teach the truth, even if you would lose a paycheck. Very few ministers will stand for the right though the heavens fall. But we see here the kind of ministry, consecrated ministry, that was intended. May God help us all to be more like that. All right, friends, we're going to close out with prayer, and then we will have our intermission with the song Escape to Torso, and then we'll come back with a health message that we entitled Eat and Drink to the Glory of God. Let's pray. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord, for teaching us these wonderful principles and reminding us that ministers should be consecrated, set aside for holy use. Father, we ask that you bless us as ministers and bless the people, that they will look to ministers and encourage ministers to be holy. Father, we want to lift up the bereaved at this time, as we mentioned, a gentleman who has lost his life. Many are dying suddenly, and very few people understand why. I understand why. You understand why. You've taught us why. It is due to the fact that we have chosen to understand the health message of the Bible and not just go along with the what the masses are telling us to do. We just pray, Lord, that you will help people to wake up. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. All right, my friends, God is good. We're going to have a torso song at this time for our intermission, and then we'll be back in a few minutes to have our wellness segment of the broadcast.
There's a one of a kind place where healing is the feeling, north of the Mason-Dixon line. You might enter with diabetes and have it reversed by fasting and feasting on good food from the earth. In the state of Pennsylvania, there is help for your heart. Reverse hypertension with a brand new start. Need an answer to cancer? It may shock you to know God's healing plants are his natural chemo. Escape to the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. Your abnormalities may be autoimmune. Butter, meat, eggs, and cheese line your greasy spoon. Get new freedom if you're bound to diseases the whole nine. Learn to eat from the ground north of the Mason-Dixon. Are you stressed and depressed? Your life can be saved. You can feel refreshed. Now you need to be pampered and you need to find rest. So stop being hampered. This is life at its best. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, run from the scale, for we will show you how to eat. Are you frying your brain with caffeine and pop? You can break every chain, your addiction can stop. Smoking and drinking will give you a stroke. We will light up your life so you don't have to smoke. Escape to Sorso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. No disease at this time, but there's strife in your life. Ill treatment is a crime between husband and wife. If you need some advice, we will show you how you can get married twice by renewing your vow.
If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, for I am the Lord that healeth thee.
This song that you hear is better than new birth, because year after year, more ashes to ashes, more earth to Solomon said, why die before your time? If you think with your head, you're still in your prime. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might leave feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. Yes, you must come and see. And if you want to know, you must come and see. Come and see.
Amen. My brothers and sisters, it's in 1 Corinthians 10:31 where it says, whether therefore you eat or drink or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. There's a disconnect even within Christianity where we have a God box, and maybe you put on your God box every Sunday, or you put on your God box every Saturday if you keep the Sabbath, which I do believe in and do keep. But the point is that during the week, we don't think about eating and drinking and whatever we do being to the glory of God. And I just want to tell you, my friends, we should examine every habit of our life. We should take an inventory of, and write it down if you need to. Okay, what did I do this morning? What time did I wake up? What did I do? What did I eat? Did I get my exercise? Have I been drinking water? Just do an inventory of your lifestyle just for one day, and see if your lifestyle is one that really promotes health. You know, and what God is trying to tell us in this verse is if our lifestyle does not promote health, we're not eating and drinking to his glory. And so it's very important, friends, that we eat and drink to the glory of God. And I just wanted to encourage you that you can be healthy, you can be well by the grace of God, and that a lot of the sickness that is coming upon us is unnecessary. And there are a lot of people dying suddenly. You're not hearing all about it in the news, friends, and I can't even talk about why on this platform. But the point being made is a lot of people are dying suddenly. And it's unfortunate, and it's because we don't follow the health message of the Lord and choose to follow his way when it contradicts the massive tidal wave of the push to do certain things. And unfortunately, friends, a lot of people are dying. So we want to save lives. That's why we're here. We want to save lives. We want to save souls. God is good. So contact me privately if you want to know more information about that. I'll be happy to share what I'm referring to. All right, that being said, roll call time. We have a couple of people on Facebook. I don't know where you're from. If you don't mind telling where you're from, if you're from another country, just put the country. If you're from a particular state in the United States, just state what state. Just put it in the comments there. And on the call, we have representation from Maryland. We have representation from Alabama. We have, let me make sure I'm at the very top. Let me start from the top. Okay, so starting from the top, I'm going to start again. We have representation from Ohio. We have representation from Maryland, from Alabama, from Maryland, again, from Delaware. We have Ohio. We have Ohio again. We have South Carolina. We have Georgia. And we are your servants here in Pennsylvania. My wife sends her regards to each one of you today. Is there anyone that would like to share anything on the Worship and Wellness broadcast? We allow you to speak, and we have about 22 minutes to the top of the hour. If there's anyone that would like to share anything, please feel free to do so at this time. All right, friends, well, God is good. We just wish you God's richest blessing. There is a wonderful verse in Jude 24. It says, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. We wish you God's richest blessing today on this Tuesday, January 17th. Continue to keep this ministry in prayer. If you'd like to support Torso Ministry, you can do so on our website, torso.org. All contributions are tax deductible. You can write to us at Post Office Box 208. That's Curtisville, Pennsylvania. And the zip code is 15032. And if you would like to use something like Zelle or Cash App, just let us know. We will transfer it. You'll get credit for it as well as a contribution. And we appreciate your, most of all, your prayers for this ministry. It is prayer that gets us through, friends. God uses money, but we need prayer, because if you have prayer, you have God's resources, and you have all the resources of heaven at your disposal. So let's believe that, let's act upon it, and let's be faithful today. All right, God is good, friends. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for this day. We ask for the Holy Spirit to be with us. Thank you so much for your kindness and grace, and I pray that you bless us as we move forward to serve you with all our heart. In the name of Jesus, amen. Our closing song is I Will Trust in the Lord, and prior to that, I would simply give our final salutation, but he shall receive 100-fold now in this time. Houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and land with persecution. And in the world to come, eternal life. If we do our part in faith, God will open ways before us. Now, undreamed of. God bless you. Closing song, I Will Trust in the Lord.
I will.